I'm Elizabeth Rose, and you are listening to KVPS Portland on AM 1450 and on the web at kvps.am. It is currently 11 o'clock a.m. On this day in history, in 1962, Bob Dylan recorded Blowin' in the Wind, a song which was later inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame and frequently ranks among the world's greatest songs. In 1995, the Grateful Dead played their final show with Jerry Garcia, their frontman. In 1964, Courtney Love, lead vocalist and rhythm guitarist of Hole, was born. And in 1983, the Police began an 8-week run at the top of the Billboard Hot 100 with Every Breath You Take. The song later became the biggest hit of 1983 in both the U.S. and Canada. Matt Cameron, the drummer for Pearl Jam, announced that he was leaving the band after 30 years on Monday. Cameron first joined the band in 1998 and was initially a temporary replacement for Jack Irons. Before Pearl Jam, he had already been playing with fellow grunge legend Soundgarden for 10 years, says K2. In his statement on Instagram, Cameron said, quote, "After 27 fantastic years, I have taken my final steps down the drum riser for the mighty Pearl Jam. Much love and respect to Jeff, Ed, Mike, and Stone for inviting me into the band in 1998 and for giving me the opportunity of a lifetime, filled with friendships, artistry, challenges, and laughter," end quote. As always, there are some fun community events happening around Portland today. Gateway Discovery Park is hosting a free dance showcase and lesson with Hip Hop Soulsation Academy today at 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And if you go down to Gateway, the park has free lunch and play and provides free lunch for any youth 18 and under from 11 to 11:45. The Selwood Community House is hosting Books in the Park until the sun sets, where they invite you to come and, quote, "unwind with a good book and the gentle glow of the setting sun." They suggest you bring a blanket and a book, although you can also pick a new read from their collection. The event will be gathering at the Shack at Selwood Park near the pool at 6:30 p.m. this evening. We will be back with the weather after this.
WorkSource Oregon presents Your Career, Your Choice. For youth entering the job market for the first time, knowing what an employer expects is crucial.
I need somebody who has the ability to follow through, to say they're going to do an interview, come to the interview, complete the interview, and that helps us make a determination.
Lonnie Martinez of the Oregon Employment Department says first impressions are also important, so make sure you dress appropriately for that interview. Martinez says getting that first job comes down many times to meeting just a few basic expectations.
Showing up on time, making sure that their first impression is a good impression, and their stick-to-itness. Say you're going to do an interview, you say you're going to show up on time, let's make sure you do that.
Your Career, Your Choice is a service of WorkSource Oregon. For more information on how WorkSource Oregon can help you get your career started, go to our website at workinginoregon.org or visit the WorkSource Oregon Center nearest you.
Who do I play high school softball for? I play for my mom and dad who've never missed a game. I play for the smell of my leather glove, the sound of infield chatter, and that incredible feel of the ball jumping off my bat. I play for sacrifice bunts and sacrifice flies because they've taught me what it means to be a teammate.
Whether they're playing for their teammates, their classmates, or their community, high school student athletes in Oregon learn important lessons they'll use for the rest of their lives, like respect for the rules, time management skills, and the value of hard work and sacrifice.
I play high school softball for my friends who decorate my locker before every big game. That's who I play for. Play for keeps. Play for fun. Play on.
This message presented by the Oregon School Activities Association and the Oregon Athletic Directors Association.
Portland weather.
Today we have a high of 74 and an overnight low of 61 degrees. It is partly sunny with tonight you can expect mostly clouds. Tomorrow those clouds will start clearing and we will have a high of 79 degrees. Currently it is clear and 70 degrees in the Rose City. We are doing all women artists today up until noon, so here's Adele, Easy on Me.